You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day worldwide to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust during the Second World War. January 27 was chosen because it was the day when Soviet soldiers liberated the Auschwitz concentration camp in 1945 in Poland. The Holocaust Centre in New Zealand is holding several events this afternoon across the country, including Auckland, with the theme of resistance to recognise those who resisted against the Nazi regime. Dave Hart is the chair of the Holocaust Centre, and she spoke to me about the commemorations earlier this morning. Thanks so much for talking to me this morning. So today is the Holocaust Remembrance Day all around the world, and there are several events being held across the country. So can you tell us more about the events that are happening today?
Yeah, there are events, as you say, all around the country to mark United Nations International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it's a day that we remember these 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust, and reaffirm our commitment to fight racism and anti-Semitism.
So what events are there?
There are events, as I say, all around the country, one of which, for instance, is going to be held in Auckland. We will hear from the Chief of the Army, Major General John Boswell, and the Army played its part, of course, in World War II, but what is little known or less known is that they helped to liberate a death camp, the Riviera di San Saba death camp in Italy. We'll also hear from the daughter of Private Tahu Potiki Hopkinson of Naitahu. He was in the 28th Māori Battalion, 18th Platoon, and he gave a heartbreaking account of what he found at that death camp. So his daughter will be addressing us, and we will be hearing from Holocaust survivors who will be giving testimony as well. There's another event happening in Wellington at Parliament, hosted by the Deputy Prime Minister, and there are other events throughout the country like these as well.
So it says here the theme of this year's remembrance is resistance. Why choose this particular theme?
Well, resistance is really very, very important. It's important to really give our tributes and thanks to those people who risked their lives. People like the Harkins family who hid Jews in Holland. People like Private Hopkinson, who went half a world away and saved people when that platoon came upon San Saba. The captive released all the remaining inmates as they were coming, and so they saved lives. So, you know, these stories of resistance, and there are many stories of resistance, remind us that we have to resist rising anti-Semitism and racism. So there is a job for us all to do, and the stories of resistance of those who put themselves on the line and remind us what it is we have to do.
I guess it's quite significant, especially what happened in Colleyville in Texas a couple of weeks ago with the synagogue attack.
Yep, and there's a story of resistance. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker and his congregants resisted the terrorists that had captured them. They seized the moment, threw a chair at them and escaped. By the way, the United Nations last week resisted. They passed by consensus an Israeli-German-sponsored resolution against Holocaust denial and distortion. And in this country, last year, the Holocaust Centre of New Zealand and others in the Jewish community resisted an attempt by Mount Hutt Ski Field to allow a ski field to be named after an unrepentant Nazi. So there are all kinds of ways that people are still having to resist anti-Semitism and racism and hatred.
Okay. Finally, my question is, well, the entire country is under red light, so yes. Gatherings, even with vaccine passes, they have a maximum of 100 people. Yes. If people can't attend the commemorations in person, what can they also do?
That's such a great question. The event at Parliament is being live streamed. Details can be found on the Holocaust Centre of New Zealand website. So that is being live streamed this afternoon at 3:15 p.m. so they can tune into that. But people can also do their own personal reflections. They can think about what it is that they can do. They can think about the people we lost. They can light a candle. They can put some time aside and do some reading about the Holocaust. Plenty of materials on our website if they want to go there. So there's lots of things that people can do, because we have had to downscale our events because of the COVID restrictions. So there are a lot of people out there that are getting together or by themselves, just having some reflection about the lives that we lost and what we need to do to ensure that never again really does mean never again.
That was the part from the chair of the Holocaust Centre New Zealand, and the Auckland commemorations will be starting at 3 p.m. at the War Memorial.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.